four African-American young men who were freshmen at North Carolina Agricultural and Technical College in Greensboro, North Carolina. They came up with a plan. They wanted to do something to stand up against segregation laws, laws that allowed public accommodation, public places, to have separate service for African-Americans and whites. They were inspired by Dr. King's nonviolent movement, and they wanted to do something themselves. One of them remembered just a few days before being at a Greyhound bus station and trying to get a hot dog and was refused service because he was black. These four young men, let me tell you their names. So often when we talk about the civil rights movement, we know the famous names, but not the names of everyday people. Their names were Ezell Blair Jr., Franklin McCain, Joseph McNeil, and David Richmond. And here's a plan that they came up with. They decided that they were going to go to Woolworths. That was a store. And they were going to sit down at the lunch counter and demand service. And you see, this plan that they had to be carried out on February 1st, 1960, this plan, they understood, meant that they were risking a lot. They were risking maybe being assaulted, yeah, by the other customers, by the employees of the store, by the manager of the store, by maybe police officers who would be called. They may be even risking their lives. But they decided that they wanted to take the stand and take that risk. And so those four freshmen, first year of college, young men, Ezell Blair Jr., Franklin McCain, Joseph McNeil, and David Richmond, they walked into Woolworths. Now, first, they purchased some items like toothpaste and some other items, and they didn't have any problem. You see, it was fine for them to spend their money in the store, but what was not allowed is for them to sit with dignity at a counter and be served. And so they sat down at the counter. The white woman who was the waitress immediately told them, "We don't serve your kind here."